RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by Voi Green and News in Brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Indonesian Social Affairs Minister to visit Hailstone Hit District in Papua. Indonesian government warns against effects of Tolikara incident. Indonesia is to increase coffee production like Vietnam. Now the news in detail. Social Affairs Minister Kofifa Indar Parawansa will visit the Hailstone Hit Lani Jaya District in Papua New Guinea to ensure the adequacy of food supplies until October this year. The temperature in the Hailstone Hit area rapidly reached between 0 and minus 2 degrees Celsius, that resulted in the death of several cattle and 11 people. The hailstorms occurred in Lani Jaya on July 3rd until 5th, 2015. Earlier, a team of the Social Affairs Minister handed over assistance for the victims of hailstorm in Papua Province. The aid comprised 15 tons of rice, 300 blankets and 600 boxes of instant noodle, 600 packs of side dish and 600 others for Duga and Lani Jaya districts. Hailstorms also hit the district of Duga and Puncak in Papua Province and caused a failure in the paddy harvest. The natural disaster affected 6 sub-districts and 21 campons in 3 districts, with a total population of 20,160 families. The residents living in regions located at 2.7 thousand meters above sea level are in need of food and medicine, including for infants. Coordinating Minister for Law, Security and Political Affairs Tejo Edi Budijatno said he has been warning all related agencies against possible effects of the Tolikara incident. Mr. Tejo said in Jakarta on Tuesday that he was sent a circular to the Home Affairs Minister, Legal Affairs Minister, the Military Tenai Chief, Police Chief and Head of the National Intelligence Agency, BIN, to protect houses of worship and public facilities and national vital objects. His statement came after the report of attempt to set charges on fire in Purworejo in central Java and Bantul, Jakarta, believed to be triggered by the Tolikara incident. The minister said he also passed instruction from President Joko Widodo to maintain peace and prevent the effect of the Tolikara incident from spreading to other regions in the country. According to information collected by Evangelical Churches and Institutions in Indonesia, or PGLI, a number of Muslims were attacked by a group of people from the Evangelical Church in Indonesia, Kidi, while performing Idul Fitri prayers on last Friday morning in Tolikara. The Directorate General of the Criminal Investigation of Papua Police Command has also deployed 12 investigators to assist Tolikara Resort Police Station to solve the case. However, the situation in Tolikara is now conducive and the government is rebuilding the mosque and kiosk. Meanwhile, Religious Affairs Minister Lukman Hakim Saifuddin, along with Military Commander General Gatot Nurmantio and the National Police Chief General Badruddin Haiti, are expected to receive the fact-finding team on Tolikara incident in Papua soon. Spokesman for the UMA Committee for Tolikara in Papua, Mustopo said on Tuesday that in accordance with the schedule, the religious affairs minister, the military TNI chief, and the national police chief will receive the seven-member fact-finding team, TPF, respectively at around 9 o'clock EM, at 1 p.m. or 3 p.m. local time in Papua, according to information collected by Evangelical Churches and Institution Indonesia, PJLIE, a number of Muslims were attacked by a group of people from the Evangelical Church in Indonesia while performing Idul Fitri prayers on last Friday morning in Tolikara. Coffee is one of the leading commodities of national plantation which widely traded in the world. Coffee is the fourth foreign exchange earner after palm oil, rubber, and cocoa. However, productivity has not been the best despite having great potential land reach 1.2 million hectares. Compared to Vietnam, Indonesia produced less coffee by more than 50%. Secretary of Directorate General Plantation of Agriculture Ministry, Irmijati Rahmi Nurbahar, on Tuesday, July 21, said that Indonesia has led from Vietnam in terms of coffee production productivity due to technical problems. The coffee plantations in Indonesia are still traditional. Meanwhile, Vietnam has been implementing Good Agricultural Practice, GAP, or Good Plantation Practice. Application of GAP was making Vietnam capable of producing abundant coffee per hectare to 2.2 tons per hectare, even reaching 4 tons per hectare. Meanwhile, Indonesia has not reached 1 ton per hectare. However, Indonesia was still superior in terms of taste and aroma. Jakarta Composite Index JCI at the Indonesian Stock Exchange IDX went up by 70.88 points at the start of trading on Wednesday, after having closed for business during the Ramadan holiday period. The head of research for NK Korindo Securities Indonesia, Reza Priyambada, said the JCI's uptrend signifies that market players are still optimistic of the performance of entities traded in Indonesian market, despite the relatively stagnating economic growth observed in the second quarter of 2015. On the other hand, external sentiments from Europe, China, and the United States throughout the closure of IDX are relatively positive for the index, which drives domestic market players to begin accumulating sales. An analyst for Mandiri Sekuritas, Hadiansyah, predicted that in the next 3 days until Friday, trading will remain limited as many market players are still on leave after Idul Fitri. Idul Fitri travelers using private vehicles thronged Bukahumi Port in Lampung Monday, 3 days after Lebaran. Thousands of private vehicles were seen in the parking zones of the piers at the port since the early hours of Tuesday. The Idul Fitri travelers were waiting for their turn to cross Sunda Strait to reach Java from Bukahumi Port in Lampung. Moreover, the England Waterway Transportation Service PTISDP had predicted that the peak flow of travelers returning after Idul Fitri would take place on Tuesday. To serve the passenger wanting to reach Merak Point in Java, PTISDP preferred 50 ships and 6 piers. Moreover, Merak Port of Java and Bukahumi Port of Sumatra witnessed an influx of travelers on D-7. 7 days before Idul Fitri, according to press statement released by the Bukahumi branch of PTISDP on Tuesday. Until Monday, D+3, as many as 70,910 two-wheelers and 20,224 cars returned to Jakarta. The last item, network operators in Indonesia are reaping gains from a surge in data usage during Ramadan season this year, further commenting on the rise of revenue from mobile data services among telecommunication companies amid lagging growth of voice and text services across the nation. Telekomunikasi Cellular, the cellular subsidiary of state-controlled Telekomunikasi Indonesia, reported a 140% increase in data usage to 1.5 million gigabytes during the day of Idul Fitri last Friday compared to the same period last year, according to an official statement from the company on Monday. The traffic was 14% higher than a normal day in 2015, according to a company, which also known as Telkomsel. Meanwhile, voice services grew 13% to 1.4 billion minutes compared to last year and up 1% compared to the usual day usage. Text messaging services dropped by 4% to 959 million text messages from last year and slipped by 3% compared to the normal day this year. That's news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener commentary today entitled "The USA and Cuba Restore Diplomatic Relations." Cuban flag was hoisted at the Embassy of Cuba in Washington, USA on Monday morning, local time, for the first time since 1961. The reason the flag marks the end of hostility between two neighbors that has lasted for 54 years. The ceremony of restoring Cuban embassy was led by Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodríguez. By the difference between the USA and Cuban communist government, on the one hand, Minister Rodríguez urged President Barack Obama to use executive power to take more actions in removing the economic embargo that has been a main obstacle towards full normalization of relations between the two countries. On the other hand, the administration of President Barack Obama urged Havana to strongly to respect human rights. In Havana, the U.S. Embassy is also established, but without a vested ceremony. The U.S. flag was not hoisted because it is waiting for the visit of U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry next August 14th. The U.S. and Cuban governments, which were facilitated by Pope Francis, in secret agreed to restore the relationship at the end of 2014. Last May, Washington removed Cuba from the list of countries that support terrorism. The restoring will help American companies interested in investing in Cuba. The U.S. tourists would be easier to enjoy traveling beautiful Havana and other tourist destinations in Cuba. U.S. President Barack Obama has been gradually reducing some restrictions on business and travel, and the USA had imposed economic embargo that lasted for 53 years. Only U.S. Congress could cancel the embargo, which the majority of Republicans did not want. The presidential candidate of the Republican Party, Jeb Bush, even wrote on Twitter that President Obama has been in a hurry to restore diplomatic relations with Cuba. Cuban embassy will only serve to legitimize the repressive regime. Although there were some obstacles, the restoring of their respective embassies in Washington and Cuba is a concrete evidence of what has been achieved in the negotiation over the past 2 years. Restoring diplomatic relations with Cuba reflects politically that President Obama prefers negotiating with the enemy, a concept which is also successfully applied in talks with Iran's nuclear issue, which was agreed last week. Listener, that was commentary today, read by Rahmana.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, welcome to Today in History, a daily segment of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, which brings back people and events from this day in the past, as recorded in history. We start on July 22, 1933. The U.S. well-known pilot Willie Post finishes his first flight around the world. Willie Hardeman Post was a U.S. pilot who famously as the first man to fly solo around the world. The record was achieved within 7 days, 19 hours. Then Willie landed at Floyd Bennett Field at midnight on July 22, 1933, having cut 21 hours off his previous around-the-world flight. Post also helped develop a pressure suit or anti-air pressure suit. Winnie Mae, Post airplane made of wood, and his pressure suit now on display at the Smithsonian's National Museum of Air and Space in Washington, D.C., the United States. On August 15, 1935, the plane carrying Willie Hardeman Post and comedian Will Rogers crashed shortly after takeoff
at Point Barrow, Alaska. On July 22nd, the day Indonesian attorney. At the beginning of the establishment of attorney, it was firstly formed Supervision Bureau of Beliefs as a continuation of the Belief Supervision Agency. On the same era, the prosecutor's duty is getting more extended, not only in the field of repressive, but also to the field of preventive and even governance and security, such as the issue of foreigners and implementation of coaching the national press. At the same time, there also materialized the attorney basic law draft and the police basic law, which set the task of the attorney in conjunction with the limit of judges and police. On July 22, 1960, the cabinet in its meeting decided that the prosecutor's office to become the department, and the decision was outlined in the presidential decree number 204/1960, dated on August 1, 1960, which obtained since July 22, 1960. It was the background to decide July 22 as the day of attorney. We conclude with a historical information on July 22, 2002, massacre in Gaza by Zionist troops. On July 22, 2002, in the dark of night, when the children and Palestinian women are asleep, Zionist soldiers storm the Gaza Strip region using the United States made F-16 fighter aircraft. In this attack, Sheikh Salahus Sahadah, commander of Izzuddin Qassam Brigade, the military wing of Hamas, and 16 Palestinian civilians fall martyr, as well as 9 innocent children. Meanwhile, 150 other Palestinians were wounded. Sheikh Salahus Sahadah fall martyr with his wife and young daughter. He also had been imprisoned by Zionists for 12 years and suffered cruel torture. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Hello listener, welcome to Voy Green, featuring Water Bombing Helicopter Extinguish Real Forest Fire. Stay tuned.
Focus, daily news and events.
Forest and Land Fire Emergency Task Force, or Satgas Karhutla, remain ready in extinguishing fire in Riau Province, both with its ground troops and water bombing heli tank during Eid al-Fitri 1436 Hijriah. Based on the data from command post of Riau Satgas Karhutla, on Sunday, July 19th, there were several extinction processes by the ground troops in Kampung Pulo, Mandau Subdistrict, Bengkalis Regency, where 10-hectare land fire occurred. Quoting a report of Antara News Agency, the extinction process involved 15 residents but was hampered by water shortage. Besides that, another fire extinction took place at KM75 corridor of PT Riau Andalan Pulp and Paper, covering 2 hectares empty lot. The process was performed by Sub-Precinct Police or POLSEC of Pangkalan Kerinci, led by its chief, Commissioner Razif, and other 6 personnel. Water shortage also happened in the extinction process. Head of Riau Disaster and Mitigation Agency, Edward Sanger, in Pekanbaru on Monday said that besides mobilizing ground troops, the agency also used Mi-17 helicopter with water bombing ability containing 4 tons of water in extinguishing the fire in Rokan Hill Regency. Edward explained, the helicopter dropped 25 water bombs during the process in Pujut, Rokan Hill Regency. Meanwhile, the head of Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, BMKG, Pekanbaru Station, Sugarin, said that the data from Terra and Aqua satellites on July 20th, 4 p.m. local time, showed 20 hotspots in the whole of Sumatra Island, indicating forest and land fire. The most hotspots are found in Bangka Belitung, reaching 6 spots. Previously, Indonesian Environment and Forestry Minister Siti Nurbaya said that the fire alert village or Desa Siaga Api to be immediately activated in the fire-prone areas. According to her, the decision is based on the high role of people in stopping the land fire. The fire alert village is expected to help fire prevention and extinction. Minister Siti Nurbaya explained, to strengthening the people's role requires attention from the local government. In the meantime, the Environment and Forestry Ministry will strengthen people's role by providing supporting tools to optimize the fire extinction in the field. Listener, that was Voy Green. Thank you for listening. Welcome to Headline of some national newspapers published on Wednesday, July 22, 2015. Compass Daily in its headline writes about the government spending threatened to be hampered. Government spending in the second semester 2015 would be hampered by dizziness of authorities to execute the budget due to emergence of several legal cases. Whereas the government spending can encourage the growth of other sectors amid economic downturn. Lecturer of Economy Faculty and Business of Gajah Mada University, Yogyakarta, Denny Puspa Purbasari said, the government spending will encourage activity of the private sector. Besides, Denny added, it should be legal regulation and clear guidelines of the use of budget. It is needed to stabilize the regional government to execute the budget that can hamper optimization of the government spending. Media Indonesia in its headline writes about the government's guarantee the recovery of Tolikara. To speed up the recovery in Tolikara, 3 working cabinet ministers visited Tolikara on Tuesday. They were Home Affairs Minister Cahyo Kumolo, Minister of Social Affairs Kofifa Indar Parawansa, and Minister for Women's Empowerment and Child Protection, Yohana Yambise. While Regent of Tolikara Usman Wanimbo urged citizens to immediately open kiosks in order the economy in Tolikara could be rose up, it is also aimed to eliminate the impression of insecurity in Tolikara. Home Affairs Minister Cahyo Kumolo also urged local governments to investigate the existence of local regulations that prohibit the construction of new places of worship in the region. The minister moreover added, if it is found, the ministry will cancel the local regulations because it is not in accordance with the above regulations. Now related to the Lebaran homecoming, Koran Sindo writes about more heavy congestion on weekend. The Indonesian government predicted that the peak of Lebaran reverse flow of this year partly into 2 sessions. After on Tuesday, the reverse flow to Jakarta is predicted will occur on weekend on Saturday and Sunday. Secretary of Directorate General of Land Transportation, Transportation Ministry, Harikis, said the Lebaran reverse flow this year is occurred not simultaneously due to long vacation of school. Although the collective leave has ended and the office workers have started today, but the students will start to go back to school on Monday. That was headline.
This is Indonesia. Here is Indonesia. This is Indonesia. will be delighted to see the beauty of Indonesia for free by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015. Answer the following questions. 1. When and where was the independence of Indonesia proclaimed? 2. Who read the proclamation text of Indonesia's independence on the radio for the first time? A. Yusuf Ronodipuro. B. Abdul Rahman Saleh. 3. When is RRI's anniversary? 4. Mention 3 tourism places in Indonesia that you want to visit and give the reasons. 5. How do you listen to RRI World Service programs and give the reasons? 6. What programs do you like most? 7. What are your suggestions for Voice of Indonesia's programs? 8. What is your opinion about the website of Voice of Indonesia? Send your answer along with your brief bio data as well as copy of your passport or passport number and its expired date to voiquiz2015@gmail.com. voiquiz2015@gmail.com before August 11, 2015. You may be the lucky one to get the main prize, which is coming to Indonesia.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. Social Affairs Minister Kofifa Indar Parawansa will visit the Halston Heath Lanijaya district in Papua New Guinea to ensure the adequacy of food supplies until October this year. The temperature in the Halston Heath area reportedly reached between 0 and minus 2 degrees Celsius, that resulted in the death of several cattle and 11 people. Coordinating Minister for Law and Security and Political Affairs Tejo Edi Purdijatno said that he has been warning all relative agencies against possible effects of the Tolikara incident. Minister Tejo said in Jakarta on Tuesday that he has sent circular to the Home Affairs Minister, Religious Affairs Minister, the Military Chief, Police Chief, and Head of the National Intelligence Agency to protect houses of worship, public facilities, and national vital objects. Religious Affairs Minister Lukman Hakim Saifuddin, along with Military Commander General Gatot Nurmantio and the National Police Chief General Badruddin Haiti, are expected to receive the fact-finding team on the Tolikara incident in Papua soon. Coffee is one of the leading commodities of the plantation, which widely traded in the world. Coffee is the fourth foreign exchange earner after palm oil, rubber, and cocoa. However, productivity has not been the best despite having great potential land reach 1.2 million hectares. Jakarta Composite Index JCI at the Indonesian Stock Exchange IDX went up by 17.88 points. At the start of trading on Wednesday, after having closed for business during Ramadan holiday period. Idul Fitri travelers using private vehicles thronged Bukahumi Port in Lampung on Monday, 3 days after Lebaran Day. Dozens of private vehicles were seen in the parking zones of the piers at the port since the early hours of Tuesday. Network operators in Indonesia are reopened against from a surge in the data usage during Ramadan session this year, further commenting the rise on revenue from mobile data services among telecommunication companies amid lagging growth of voice and text services across the nation. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting daily from Jakarta on the frequencies of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our radio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again on Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, as well as arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. I'm Steve. In today's edition, I'd like to invite you to visit Kepulauan Riau Province or the Riau Islands Province. Stay tuned. Listener, Natuna is one regency in Kepulauan Riau Province. This regency is located in the northernmost area of the islands in Karimata Straits. Natuna, which is in international shipping line, has been well known as oil and gas producer. In fact, Natuna does not only have agriculture product, but also many beautiful places worth visiting. The charm of the beach, sea and islands really hypnotize the tourists. One of them is Tanjung Datuk Beach. This beach is located in the east of Natuna Sea. Tanjung Datuk Beach has the most different characteristic from other beaches at Natuna waters. The beach has white sand, but it is dominated by stones with various colors. It is also well known as the best location to see sunrise and the sunset. Going to Tanjung Datuk Beach, you can use 2 or 4-wheeled vehicles. It takes around 2.5 hours. Arriving at the location, you have to go down narrow streets filled with shrubs and forest trees. Even though it is tiring, you will not regret when you have set your foot on Tanjung Datuk Beach. You have just to choose between going down the sand at the beach or going up the hilly surface. Both are equally beautiful and offer the charm that you will not get anywhere else. This area is not only full covered by sand, and among the sands, there are plate-shaped and flat surface stones. While at the beach, there are coconut trees which are thrives. After getting satisfied going up the sandy area, going down another side of the bay, you will be spoiled by extraordinary scenery, namely Rocky Hill, that stretches until the end of the beach. One of the corners has deep niche at the bottom, while the above part has roof with yellowish brown color. While at the bottom, there are flat stone slabs on the surface, which has round holes resembling a well where wallow crabs, fish, and other biota live. While at the end that produced to the sea, there is square stone similar with human face wearing tanjak, a Malay typical hat. Because of that, probably many people call this hill as Tanjung Datuk. Listener, at the beach, you can swim and also enjoy the sunset or the sunrise. Tanjung Datuk Beach become the only point at Natuna which is all time exposed to the sun. And please do not forget to bring your own food and beverage because there is no stall at the beach. We suggest you not to stay at night at this beach because the beach is located far from the residential areas. It is also not the right place to set the tent because of its hilly and rocky land surface. Listener, that was our Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Tanjung Datuk Beach. We'll meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hello listener, wherever you are, we'll meet again in Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces you to vocabulary and expression in Indonesian language and its use in conversation. Today's topic is menyiapkan pernikahan, or in English means preparing wedding party. So stay tuned. Listener, as usual, I will introduce you to some of vocabulary and expression in Indonesian which related to today's conversation. I will say every word or expression two times slowly and you can repeat after me. Menyiapkan, which means to prepare. Pernikahan, which means wedding. Akhir-akhir ini, which means recently. Aku, or saya, which means I. Adik perempuan, which means younger sister. Kapan, which means when. Hari pernikahan, which means wedding day. Tanggal, which means date. 20, which means 20. April, which means April. 2015, which means 2015. Pukul 7 malam, which means at 7 p.m. Berharap, which means hope. Hadir, to be present. Resepsi, which means reception. Kirim, which means to send. Undangan, which means invitation. Segera, which means soon. Tunggu, which means wait. Now we give you an example of a conversation between Weni or A and Yanti or B. I will say every sentence two times slowly and you can repeat after me. A. Halo Weni, sudah lama tidak berjumpa. Which means, Halo Weni, long time no see you. Apa kabar? Which means, how are you? B. Kabar baik. Which means I'm fine. A. Apakah kamu ada kesibukan akhir-akhir ini? Which means have you been busy lately? B. Ya. Aku sedang sibuk menyiapkan pernikahan adik perempuanku. Which means yes, I've been preparing my younger sister's wedding. A. Kapan hari pernikahannya? Which means, when is her wedding? B. Bulan depan, tanggal 20 April 2015, pukul 7 malam. Bulan depan, tanggal 20 April 2015, pukul 7 malam. Which means, next month, on April 20, 2015 at 7 p.m. Aku berharap kamu bisa hadir di resepsi pernikahan tersebut. Which means, I hope you can come to the wedding reception. A. Aku pasti hadir. Which means, sure, I'll come. Tolong kirim undangan untukku. Which means, please send the invitation to me. B. Baiklah, nanti aku kirim segera. Baiklah, nanti aku kirim segera. Which means, okay, I'll send it soon. A. Ya, aku tunggu. Sampai ketemu nanti. Ya, aku tunggu. Sampai ketemu nanti. Which means, okay, I'll wait. See you later. Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet again next week with another edition of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Sampai jumpa.
Is Indonesia. Here is Indonesia. This is Indonesia. You will be delighted to see the beauty of Indonesia for free by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015. Answer the following questions. 1. When and where was the independence of Indonesia proclaimed? 2. Who read the proclamation text of Indonesia's independence on the radio for the first time? A. Yusuf Ronodipuro. B. Abdul Rahman Saleh. 3. When is RRI's anniversary? 4. Mention 3 tourism places in Indonesia that you want to visit and give the reasons. 5. How do you listen to RRI World Service programs and give the reasons? 6. What programs do you like most? 7. What are your suggestions for Voice of Indonesia's programs? 8. What is your opinion about the website of Voice of Indonesia? Send your answer along with your brief bio data as well as copy of your passport or passport number and its expired date to voiquiz2015@gmail.com. voiquiz2015@gmail.com before August 11, 2015. You may be the lucky one to get the main prize, which is coming to Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, welcome back to Music Corner, a special program which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional or modern ones. Today we'll introduce you to Rasi Band. Let's listen to a hit song of Rasi Band entitled Tunggu Aku Di Sini.
Saatnya ku pergi, walau berat ku rasakan, tapi harus ku jalani. Butir cinta yang tertinggal di tengah kota ini, jangan lupakan ku kasih. Saatnya nanti ku akan mencari. coba hadir di dalam hatimu. Tuaku di sini, lepaskan rindumu biar mengalir apa adanya. Hanya untuk sementara ku tinggalkan dirimu. Semoga takkan berubah. Ada suatu kenangan yang masih terlukis indah dalam benakku, menggoda butir cinta yang tertinggal di tengah kota ini. Jangan lupakan ku kasih. Tunggu aku di sini dan lepaskan rindumu. Dia mengalir apa adanya. Hanya untuk sementara ku tinggalkan dirimu. Semoga takkan berubah.
To initiate its debut in the Indonesian music industry, Rasi Band released a single entitled Tunggu Aku Di Sini. The band that comes from South Kalimantan presents regional nuances in processing video clip of their newest single in line with their music concept, which is simple and easy listening. Rasi Band consisted of six personnel, namely Arif the vocalist, Safik and Sofa guitarist, Yoga the bassist, Iwan keyboardist, and Ismet the drummer. They took the Pasar Terapung or Floating Market, which is famously known in Banjarmasin, as their location in processing their video clip. Although they're just a newcomer in the Indonesian music industry, the personnel of Rasi Band optimistic that their music will be accepted by people, the music lovers as well. According to Sofa, the personal, their music is different with other new bands. Listeners, now let's enjoy another song, Berbohong by Rasi Band.
Kau dustai aku. Sampai kapankah kau berbohong lagi? Katanya enggak, tapi
bohong lagi. Ku bosan, ku bosan dibohongin lagi. Ku bosan didustain lagi. Kau dustai aku, sampai kapankah kau berbohong lagi? Katanya enggak, tapi bohong lagi. Ku bosan dibohongin lagi.
Just listen to Rasi Band with their song entitled Berbohong. Talking about music genre, the band, which was established on October 19, 2008 from the music festival, agreed to present pop ballads as their music genre. It is certainly not become a challenge for them to improve their career in music. Now, Rasi Band has actually took their way to the stage of Indonesian music as analogy of their name that means a batch of star, Rasi Band ready to be the star in the Indonesian music industry. To conclude today's edition of Music Corner, let's listen to a song entitled Single by Rasi Band. Enjoy the song and sampai jumpa.
Adalah bumbu-bumbu dunia. Dapat banyak mimpi karena jalanku masih panjang. Ku yakin bintang kan tersenyum padaku, seakan dia mengatakan oh, oh. Ku yakin bintang kan tersenyum padaku, seakan dia mengatakan oh, oh. Masih banyak cinta, masih banyak cinta, masih banyak.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Aku harus bisa mengalah malam-malam kesepian yang menjadi musuh besarku. Aku harus bisa menaklukkan hari-hari sendirian yang menjadi
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.